So usually when we navigate a new city, we just trust the map on our phone completely, right? Like
Yeah.
it tells us to turn left, we turn left. We don't even think about it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's efficient. And the brain loves efficiency.
Right. But imagine if that map was secretly updated by someone who just, guessed where the roads were. You'd be driving 60 miles an hour with absolute confidence.
Straight into a brick wall.
Exactly. Straight into a wall. And right now, your brain is doing, well, the exact same thing with your beliefs. So welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're prepping you for day 3 of week 12 in your workbook.
Yeah, Law 12. Believe as you wish, but know why you believe what you believe.
Which is such a huge undertaking. But it's our mission today to help you examine how we build those internal maps in the first place.
It's a crucial step, because those maps dictate everything.
They really do. And speaking as a psychology professor, I see day 3's task, which is reflecting on specific quotes, as the ideal tool to expose those faulty roads.
How so?
Well, take the John F. Kennedy quote from the workbook.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Too often we enjoy the comfort of opinion without the discomfort of thought."
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? People often misuse the term cognitive dissonance to mean just, being wrong. But it's actually the severe mental discomfort we feel when our beliefs clash with new evidence.
Yeah, that friction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that discomfort is so exhausting, our brains just retreat right back into the comfort of an unchecked opinion. Adding this to your daily practice acts as a trigger to embrace that intellectual discomfort.
And physically, I mean, from a neuroscience lens, that retreat is an automatic defense mechanism.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Like an actual reflex?
Oh, completely. When a closely held belief is threatened, the amygdala, which is the brain's threat center, fires up just like it would if you were being chased by a predator.
That is wild over a belief.
Yep, it wants to hijack your logic and trigger a fight or flight response. And that's exactly why the Aristotle quote from the workbook really resonates with me.
Which one is that?
He says, it is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it.
Oh.
By practicing that pause, like entertaining the idea without instantly swallowing it, you literally prevent that amygdala hijack. You keep the prefrontal cortex online.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. Isn't a lack of knowledge, just pure, simple ignorance, the root of most bad decisions?
Yeah.
Because I actually pulled an outside quote from Daniel J. Boorstin for my self-source pick today. It says, "The greatest obstacle to discovery is not ignorance, it is the illusion of knowledge."
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, from a psychological standpoint, if we assume we already know a topic, confirmation bias kicks in. We just, stop looking for new information entirely.
That's very true. But I'd actually push that a step further with my self-sourced quote.
Okay, let's hear it.
Ignorance is just an empty map, right? The real danger is a map filled with fake roads. Theodore Roosevelt nailed this. He said, "It is not the man who knows little who is dangerous, but the man who knows much that is wrong."
Oh, wow. So you're saying being confidently wrong is fundamentally worse than just being uninformed.
Neurologically speaking, yes, without a doubt.
How does that work in the brain?
Well, a brain operating on false foundational facts doesn't just stall out. It builds incredibly complex, highly efficient, but completely flawed neural pathways.
Like a superhighway.
Exactly, a superhighway to the wrong destination. And dismantling those deep neural ruts takes significantly more energy than learning something from scratch.
Which brings us right to the actual mechanics of day 3. We are trying to dismantle those exact ruts. Reflecting on these quotes really supports the law. 12 mental codes.
Yeah, codes like treating discomfort as a signal to think deeper, not just retreat.
Exactly. So your mission today is to pick one of the workbook quotes we just talked about, find one of your own, and read them 3 times a day.
Right, because that repetition, it acts as a neural interrupt. You are actively forcing the brain off that bad superhighway and onto a new path before the old flawed beliefs can, automatically take over.
But the workbook also says we need to physically write or type these quotes into the daily practice page. What is the actual mechanism there? Like, why does writing it down matter if I could just read it?
Oh, it makes a huge difference. Physically writing forces your brain to slow down. You are engaging motor skills and visual processing simultaneously.
Oh, so it's a dual activation thing.
Exactly. That dual activation signals to the brain that this information is vital for long-term storage. It's totally different than just passively scrolling past text on a screen. You are literally cementing the pathway.
I love that. So consider this your mental workout. You're adding these two quotes to your daily practice stack, right alongside your three distill points and your three code rewrites.
It's a solid stack.
It really is. And tomorrow, for day four, we're shifting gears. You're going to learn the KNOW method formula.
Oh, I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, it's this incredible system to ruthlessly filter out bad claims before they ever make it onto your mental map in the first place.
It's an indispensable tool for keeping those neural pathways clean.
For sure. So until then, before you blindly trust your mental map again, I want you to mull this over. What closely held belief are you secretly most afraid to investigate?